You know, the best thing that we can do, and we've done a nice job so far, Mike, is rebounding the ball in the offensive end. That's going to be the biggest thing, is to just get multiple shots in the offensive end. And then if they're taking the ball out of the net, it's hard to run. But, you know, that's going to be something that we really have to work on. And then we've got to get out and shut the wings down because they do shoot the three very quickly off the break.
Central College comes in averaging 84.5 points per game, while the North College defenders are averaging 92.7 points per outing. North College limiting teams to 77.6 points per ball game, while Central has limited teams to 70.8 points per contest on the defensive end. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Central Dutch, they will start number four, Kevin Kerwar, a 5'10 senior from El Paso, Texas, averaging 18 points per game. Niall Ackerman is a 6-foot junior from Cosgrove, Iowa, averaging 11.5 points per contest. Number 20 is Yasipan Amoa, a 6'4 senior from Ghana, Africa, averaging 4 points per game. Spencer Bakerink is a 6'6 senior from Creston, Iowa, averaging 6 points per outing. And Matt Greenfield is a 6'8 senior from Huxley, Iowa, averaging 18.8 points per game. For the North College defenders, they will start number 15, Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 8.5 points per contest. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 14 points per game. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg, a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 18.8 points per contest. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 13.9 points per game. And Tyler Walterstorff completes the starting lineup for the defenders. He's a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 11.2 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at how these two teams arrived at this point. First of all, for the North College defenders, they were victorious last night over the AIB Eagles. North College was topped by David Denherter with 13 points and 11 rebounds. Alex Terpstra and Tyler Walterstorff had 12 points each. Dalton Franken ended with 11 points and 11 rebounds. Austin Conchi had 10 points. For Central, they had a fast start with Northwestern, and then they were able to hold Northwestern off in the second half. Northwestern made a charge back. Central scored 44 points in each half on the way to an 88-74 victory over Northwestern. Central was topped by Matt Greenfield's 28 points and 10 rebounds. He was 9 of 14 from the floor. He had 17 points in the first 5 minutes of action. Niall Ackerman had 25 points on 9 of 14 shooting. He was 7 of 9 from the three-point line. And Kevin Kerwar had 20 points for Central to go along with 7 assists and 3 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more information for you as we get set for men's college basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Closer look at this Central team. Central comes into today's contest 3-1. They lost a game on Tuesday evening after starting the year 2-0. Kevin Kerwar scores 19 points, grabs 5 rebounds. Matt Greenfield is averaging 17 points per game with 11 rebounds, and he is making 50% of his field goals. Niall Eckerman and Fred Pratt average 9 and 8.5 points per game. Spencer Bakerink is at 9 points per contest. For Dort College, Kyle Lindberg is good for 18.8 points per game. Austin Kachi, 14.0. Dalton Franken is at 13.9 points per game. And Tyler Walterstorff at 11.2. And Nathan Rindles is at 8.5 points per game. For the Central College Dutch, they hail out of the Iowa Athletic Conference. And they are an NCAA Division III member. The Dort College Defenders and Central Dutch going through the introductions of the starting lineups right now. We will be set for basketball momentarily. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hubbard Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hubbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Dort College in their black jerseys, Central in their home whites, but Dort College will be the home team on the scoreboard this afternoon. Dort College to jump it up and controlling the opening tap is Greenfield for Central. With the basketball is Kevin Kerwar. Kerwar passes over to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa with the basketball to the top of the key. He passes into the corner off the fingertips of Greenfield. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Always an interesting scenario when the two teams play in that second game of the Classic. Depth is always an issue. Dort College with the basketball. Walterstorff left side. It goes over to Franken. Franken with the ball. Right side, Kachi. Kachi gives it up over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Walterstorff passes left side over to Franken. Franken with it on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Kachi. Kachi's pass deflected. It's a jump ball now. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bakerink and Lindberg tied up on the play. Before the contest this afternoon, Kyle Lindberg recognized for scoring his 1,000th point of his career yesterday. Pass over the top. Kachi comes away with it. Dort College basketball. With it is Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Rindles drops it inside Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball, backing his way in against Greenfield. It's taken away by Kerwar. Kerwar with the basketball over to Greenfield. Greenfield gives it up right side. Kerwar. Kerwar with the basketball. He's going to drive into the lane. Cut off. Comes back over to Greenfield. Greenfield goes left side over to Eckerman. Eckerman gives it off. Kerwar. Kerwar off the glass. Too strong. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Put back is good. Kerwar with the two-point basket, and Central takes a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Lindberg in the lane, and he is fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Kerwar. He's whistled for his first personal. Kyle Lindberg will shoot a pair of free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 18:52 left to play in this first half, just underway. Lindberg's first free throw skips out, no good. Kyle, a 59% free throw shooter. Another free throw on the way for Lindberg, trying to take the zero off of the board for Dort College. They trail 2-0. Second free throw on the way by Lindberg is up and down. Lindberg makes 1 of 2, and the defenders trail 2-1. Bringing the basketball up Central. This is Kevin Kerwar. Passes over to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa with the basketball out front. Yaw has it. Guarded there by Franken. Cut off. Passes back out on the perimeter. Gives it up to Kerwar. Kerwar gives it up. Left corner. Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa underneath and sealing his man was Spencer Bakerink. Bakerink with a two-point basket as Central was able to work it into the corner. Franken down to the baseline, gives it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh dribbling his way in, puts it up off the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Central. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18-17 remaining in the first half. Central leads 4-1. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nate gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor against Greenfield. Puts it up, blocked by Saponamoa. Here comes Central on the transition. Central with the basketball, charging hard the other way. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Kerwer. And Central leads it 6-1. Into the front court with the basketball, Rindles. Rindles over to Franken. Franken gives it up, Kachi. Kachi on the left side, out front, Walterstorff. Dort College gets it over to Franken. Open jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Saponamoa. Saponamoa with the outlet pass over to Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball. 17:47 remaining. AIB with the basketball. Central with the basketball. They pass it over to Saponamoa. Saponamoa gives it up, Eckerman. Eckerman had a big game last night. Gives it up, Baker Inc. in the lane. Comes back outside to Eckerman. Eckerman back out front to Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball. Kerwer puts it on the floor, drives in, blocked from behind. Ball is loose, picks it up, and now we have a player stepping on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the basketball. Tyler Walterstorff will walk it up for the defenders. Tyler gives it off to Nate Rindles. Rindles over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right side working against Saponamoa. So puts it up, finishes. Foul on Saponamoa, and Walterstorff will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Tyler Walterstorff able to put the ball on the glass and took it in against Saponamoa. Now, for those of you who are Dort College fans, you'll remember 2 years ago, Nania Saponamoa was on the Dort College basketball team. Free throw on the way for Tyler Walterstorff is up. Left it short, no good, but there for the rebound is Dalton Franken. Franken from the baseline, his shot is good. Dalton Franken makes it a 5-6 ball game. Central with a one-point lead, 17 minutes up to play, first half just underway. Central basketball, Kerwer comes over to Saponamoa. Saponamoa, right side, it comes back over to Kerwer. Kerwer, kick out pass to Greenfield. Greenfield backing his way in, spin move, up off of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, he wants to lead the break himself. Lindbergh with a head full of steam, kicks it right side, Franken. Franken into the lane, nothing there, comes back over to Lindbergh. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles, Franken, Franken, jumper, free throw line, halfway down, pops back out. Here comes Central, and Kyle Lindbergh is called for a foul, reaching in from behind as Saponamoa was headed up the floor, and Kyle Lindbergh picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one as well against the defenders. Central will inbound the basketball. They get it into Kevin Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball. Kerwer on the left side. He's going to drive in. Got a seam to the basket, and Dalton Franken is forced to commit a foul. Kerwer will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, where he is 10 for 10 this season. Well, and now some questioning, and it should be on Dalton Franken, and it is. So they'll get that corrected. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Franken picks up foul number one. That's team foul number two on the defenders. Free throw by Kerwer. He makes one of two. 7-5, Central leading. Central Dutch with the lead. Dort College with the basketball. Out front is Rindles. Rindles goes right side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Ball fake. Gets around his man. Puts it up in traffic. Off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up and good. Two-point basket for Tyler Walterstorff. He's got five, and we have our first tie of the ball game at 15:59 left to play in the first half. Kerwer passes right side to Eckerman. Eckerman with the basketball. That's Eckerman with an E to start. Eckerman gets it back from Saponamoa. Eckerman with it on the left wing. They pass it underneath to Greenfield. Greenfield shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's tipped out long, and coming away with it is Kerwer. Kerwer, Saponamoa. Saponamoa, ball fake. tries to shovel it off to Bakerink. Bakerink two-point basket is good. 4 points for Bakerink. And the Dort College defenders trail 9-7. Austin Kachi sizes up a long three. Cash it. Three-point basket for Kachi, and Dort College has their first lead of the ball game at 10-9. With the basketball is Kerwer. Kerwer to the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back over to Eckerman. Eckerman shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken wants to head up the floor himself. Long pass into the front court. Waltersdorf has a step. Puts it up. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Tyler Waltersdorf to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two shots on the way for Tyler. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Waltersdorf to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, trying to extend the Dort College lead. Dort College leads at 10-9, ties first free throw up and swishes it through. Silky soft. Another free throw on the way. Franken and Lindbergh check out. Checking into the game, Dan Herder and Terpstra. They check in at the five-minute mark of the first half. 5 minutes gone. Second free throw is up and through for Ty Waltersdorf. Tyler with two free throws. And the Dort College defenders have scored 5 points in a row. They lead at 12-9. Dort College tied it up at 7, took their first lead at 10-9. Sapanamoa into the lane, gets it away to Greenfield. Greenfield, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Head to Rendles. Here comes Dort College. They don't have the numbers. Rendles will push it anyhow. Rendles comes back over to Ty. Ty with the basketball. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles, Kachi. They reverse it. Terpstra left side. Underneath it goes to Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball back to Waltersdorf. David puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Dort College has a mismatch down low. They reversed it. You probably heard Coach Ross Dama in the background yelling, reverse it. They did, got it to the left side, played a little isolation game between Tyler Waltersdorf and David Den Herder. And Den Herder draws the foul on his defensive player. That is Kyle Neuendorf. Neuendorf whistled for the personal foul, and Den Herder makes the free throw. Den Herder, a 60% free throw shooter. With the way these teams draw fouls this season, you'd like to see Den Herder and Lindbergh get their free throw shooting up around 70%. Den Herder doing his part right now, makes both free throws. Dort College leads 14-9. Central basketball with it is Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball, working it against Rendles. Dort College straight up man-to-man defense. They're not switching on the screens. Comes back over to Kerwer. Kerwer looking down low. This is Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa gives it up, Neuendorf, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College on the post defense. Foul's going to go on number 53. That's David Den Herder. Matt Reisner comes over to the scorer's bench to tell us who the foul was on. Central basketball, Eckerman. Eckerman gives it off. Shot in the lane by Kerwer, saved in by Rendles. Here comes with Central. Central three, and burying the three is Eckerman. Eckerman with the three. Dort College with the hustle play. Unable to come away with the loose ball, though, and Central capitalizes on the open look on the three-pointer. Austin Kachi with the basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Nate Rendles. Rendles on the wing. They isolate Den Herder. Den Herder reverses Terpstra. Terpstra, three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound fought for, taken away by Central. Central up and running with it. Eckerman. Eckerman kicks into the corner. Three-pointer is up, no good. Tap in, no good. Rebound Den Herder. Den Herder hands it off to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin with the basketball into the front court. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra trying to pass it off, and Greenfield picks it off. Coming back the other way, Central. Cross-court pass, reversal, Eckerman. Eckerman throws it away. Dort College basketball had a man open underneath. That was Neuendorf. A line change for the Dort College defenders. Four out of the five check in. On the floor now, Lindbergh, Nabla. That's Patrick Nabla. Terpstra, Franken, and Brian Sumner on the floor. They reverse it left side to Nabla. Nabla to Franken. Franken looking for a ball screen. Puts up the 17-footer. Left it short. No good. Rebound tapped out. It's taken away by Central. Ball deflected out now by Terpstra. Now who do they say touched it last? It's going to be Dort College basketball. Initially, they had signaled it was Central basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Patrick Knobloch. Knobloch gets it in Sumner. Sumner, three, got it. Brian Sumner with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 17-12, back to a five-point bulge. 12:40 remaining in the first half. Central basketball, with it is Fred Pratt. He goes right side, with it is Kerwer. Kerwer gives it up, right wing to Taylor. Taylor, back around the horn they go, Pratt. Pratt looking down low. Pratt has it on the wing, guarded there by Sumner. With it, top of the key, is Taylor. Taylor to Kerwer. Kerwer puts it up. Jumper from 12. No good. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is Knobloch. Patrick with the basketball. Into the front court with it. Driving in is Dalton Franken. Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 19-12. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Central and the Dutch. Coach Craig Dalma wants to toss things over. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. It is strange how things work out and paths get crossed. Seems like a lifetime ago, Coach Ross Dalma was coaching Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn. Coach Craig Dalma was coaching South O'Brien, and I was covering athletics for high schools in the area for another radio station, and odd how we end up on a last Saturday in November, some 15 to 18 years later, all in the same gymnasium once again with somewhat different roles. Central with basketball. They pass it left side. Dutch. Dutch with it. Pratt. Pratt drives down to the baseline. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Lindbergh climbs the ladder. Taking it away is Terpstra. Terpstra with basketball. Terpstra right side, Sumner. Sumner, ball fake. They come back to Lindbergh. Drops it off inside. Traffic. Terpstra comes away with it. 25 seconds to shoot. Back over to Knobloch. Patrick with the basketball. Franken trying to drive in, and he has it stripped free. 19 seconds on the shot clock. 11:23 left to go, first half. Dort College 19, Central 12. Patrick Knobloch with the basketball to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh hammers it home. Kyle Lindbergh with the slam dunk, the exclamation point. Dort College runs the out-of-bounds play, and that brings the crowd up off of their feet. Lindbergh takes it with one hand and jams it home. Dort College leading by nine. Central trying to answer with a basketball. Kerwer. Kerwer comes right side. Three and answering the three-point basket by Nate Munn. 21-15, Dort College leading by six. Pass comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in. Kicks it back over to Franken. Franken puts it up and he draws the foul. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kyle Neuendorf whistled for his second. Team foul number five on Central. Free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. Franken shooting his first free throws this afternoon. He's a 77% free throw shooter. First one no good. He's got another one on the way. Rindles and Kachi are in. Terpstra and Knobloch check out. Well, we've seen some good dunks here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, but that one has to be up there in, it's got to be in the top few in the last years at least. Franken makes one of two free throws. He's got five, and the defenders lead 22-15. Central trying to trim into the lead. Nate Munn with the basketball. Munn gives it off, right side, back over to Pratt. Pratt, a threat to drive. Doesn't look like he wants to shoot the outside shot. Pass instead over to Taylor. Taylor with the basketball, Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball, gives it up to Taylor. Taylor picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Pratt. 10 to shoot. Pratt driving. Pratt cut off by Sumner. Kick out pass. Kerwer. Kerwer. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here comes Dort College in transition. Franken passes right side to Rindles. Rindles high post. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Sumner. Sumner. Three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Central basketball. 10 minutes remaining in this first half. Dort College leading 22-15. Both teams have gone through their sub-rotations once. Central sending Greenfield back into the contest. With it out front, Fred Pratt. Pratt guarded there by Sumner. Pass comes left side of the basketball is Sam Markham. Markham to Greenfield. Greenfield underneath Bakerink. Bakerink double team. Sumner helped down on him. Now retreats back to his man. 15 seconds to shoot for Central. Dutch basketball. Out front with the ball is Fred Pratt. Pratt with the basketball, backing it up, 10 to shoot. Now 8. He's got her at the center jump circle. Pratt working against Sumner. He'll launch the shot. No good. Another defensive stop by the defenders. Here come the defender. Dort College basketball in transition. This is Rindles. Rindles shakes right, goes left with the spin move. His shot is good. Rindles attacking the rim. He gets the shot to go. Dort College leads 24 to 15. Pratt comes right side. Central basketball, Markham. Markham thought about the three, instead comes back over to Greenfield. Greenfield driving into lane, and we've got a foul called on Dalton Franken. And I believe Dalton has just picked up number 2. That's foul number 2 on Franken. Dalton Franken picks up his second personal, and Alex Terpstra checks in. That's team foul number 4 on Dort College. Central now with a fresh 35 to work with. They get it into Bakerink. Bakerink gives it off Markham. Markham to Pratt. Pratt looking down low. Lindbergh guarding Greenfield. Pass goes left side with the basketball. Markham. Markham on the left side with it. 20 to shoot for Central. Out front is Eckerman. Eckerman to Pratt, and Pratt's going to be called for steps. Randy Ultima makes the call right in front of me. The officiating crew today, Jason Slaughter, Randy Ultima, and Matt Reisner. Throwing the ball in will be Ty Waltersdorf, Dort College leading 24-15. Bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles gives it off underneath to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shot in the lane, can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. Rindles had it momentarily. It's saved in by a Central player, but he steps on the baseline. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Credit Dort College with creating some havoc. And the defenders will throw the ball in now on the baseline, throwing it in Austin Kachi. Kachi with the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They try to get it inbounded to Terpstra, and the ball is tapped out of bounds by Central. It'll be Dort College basketball. 8:33 left to go in the half. 24 for Dort College, 15 for Central. Throwing the ball in, they get it into Rindles. Rindles with it on the left wing, picks up his dribble, feeds it down low, Den Herter. Den Herter, little hook shot in the lane, too strong, no good, off of the glass, and now a reach in foul called on Ty Walterstor for Nate Rindles. Which one's it going to go on? It's going to go on Rindles, and for Nate, that's foul number 1. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. And the Dort College defenders with a 9-point lead will play defense again. Central basketball, Pratt brings it up. Pratt gives it up, Greenfield. Greenfield, right side to Eckerman. Eckerman, left side, Pratt. Pratt on the left wing. Pratt, step back, nothing there. Instead, kicks it into the corner. 3, no good. Tap in, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf ahead to Kachi. Kachi plants, gives to Rindles. Rindles in the lane, his shot, can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. It's tapped in, controlled by Rindles. Rindles back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand. Good! 2-point basket. Austin Kachi attacking the basket. Dort College leads 26-15. Right side it goes to Eckerman. Eckerman guarded by Kachi. Off balance, passes to Bakerink. Bakerink gives it up. Pratt. Pratt buries the three. He got an open look at it, and he knocks it down. Dort College leads 26-18. With the basketball, right side, Ty Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi, three ball, nothing but net. Austin Kachi with 8, 29-18. We've said it before, when Austin is active off the dribble, it seems like his shooting comes along as well. Greenfield misses the three. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Central. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, Terpstra and Den Herter are out. Lindbergh and Sumner are in. 7:10 remaining, first half. 29-18, Dort College with a chance to get a little breathing room. Bringing the basketball up will be Rindles. Rindles across half court, Dort College in front. And I believe we have to reset the clock. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Shot no good, but there for the putback is Nate Rindles. And Nate Rindles working the offensive glass gets the putback. And Nate Rindles averaging 8.5 points per game. Couple of hustle points there for Rindles. And now an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play on the putback. So a free throw on the way for Rindles. The sophomore from Colorado makes it. He's got five. And the defender lead is 14 at 32-18. 6:57 left to play in the first half. Dort College extending their lead to 14. Central basketball bringing it up is Kerwer. Kerwer across half court. He picks up his dribble, passes left side, Eckerman. Eckerman on the wing, guarded by Kachi. They pass it high post, swing it back over to Sapanamoa. Nanaya Sapanamoa. Right side, it comes back over to Eckerman. Eckerman, long three, off the mark, no good. Long shot, long rebound. They come away with it. Baker Inc. To Kerwer. Kerwer puts his shoulder down, shot no good. Rebound deflected, taken away by Sumner. Here comes Dort College, bodies on the floor. Sumner ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a head fake, puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play. And Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and Dort College asking for a goaltending call, none forthcoming. And Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College leading 32-18. Dort College, a nice defensive stretch here. Last 10 minutes or so, pretty good defense. And the Dort College defenders force Central to use a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KCR.
A Dort College
education. 32-18, Dort College by 14. 6:21 left to play in the first half. Kyle Lindbergh with an opportunity to extend the lead for the defenders. No lead is safe with the Central team from what I have seen, though. They are a sharp shooting ball club. Lindbergh makes the first free throw. He's got four, and the defenders lead 33-18. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh, trying to make it a 16-point ball game. This was a 14-12 ball game. That's when Dort College went on a 20-6 run, and they lead it now 34-18. Lindbergh makes them both. He's got 5 points. Down to the baseline is Kerwer. Kerwer has to retreat back to the corner. Kerwer working against Rindles. Puts it up in traffic, and the double-clutch shot is good. 7 points for Kerwer. Dort College leads 34-20. 5:54 left to go. Lindbergh back the other way. Lays it up, lays it down. 7 points for Lindbergh. Dort College leads 36-20. 5:45 remaining. Left side, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Kyle into the front court. Lindbergh with it. Drops it off for Sumner. Sumner reverses top of the key. Walt. Walt, three off the back iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Greenfield. Greenfield's pass outlet taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Central. Central off and running with it. Walterstorff was back on defense. Dutch have it. Eckerman. Eckerman comes back over to Kerwer. Kerwer to Sapanamoa. Underneath Baker Inc. Faces up. Comes back over to Eckerman. Eckerman short shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh outruns to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. 4:58 left to play first half. Underneath it goes Walt. The trailer, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up. Shot is good. Kyle Lindbergh with 9 points. Dort College leads 38-20. Central basketball down 18. Pass left side, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa gives it up, and we've got a moving screen on Greenfield. Matt Greenfield called for the illegal screen out front. Two officials saw it. No question about that one. Both Jason Slaughter and Randy Yeltima had that one picked out at the top of the key. Wholesale changes for Dort College, or nearly wholesale. You've got Den Herter, Terpstra, Franken, Lindbergh, and Nabla on the bench, on the floor for the Dort College defenders. Nabla directing traffic, comes top of the key, Lindbergh. Dort College leading 38-20. Right side pass it goes. They feed it underneath, Den Herter. Den Herter unable to finish inside. Shot is partially blocked. New player in for Central. That is number 44, Ryan Conkley, 6'7", freshman from Solon, Iowa. 38-20, Dort College by 18. Saponimo over the basketball. He'll drive in, cut off there by Denherter. Kicks it back out, three on the way, rattles it, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Saponimo. Back over to Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball, Greenfield. Greenfield trying to clear a path for himself. Lindbergh cut him off. 25 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Saponimoa down underneath the basket. They pass it over to Kunkel. Another three, and that time hitting the three-point shot is Nate Munn. Munn with 6 points. That's his season average. And the Dort College lead is 38-23. 3:40 remaining in the first half. Franken with the basketball. Right side it goes. They give it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor against Greenfield. Spins. Baseline shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Denherter. 4 points for Denherter. Dort College leads 40-23. Central basketball, right side it goes, Saponimoa. Saponimoa spots up, 18-footer, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, Dort College in transition. Lindbergh fires the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, Franken. Franken, top of the key, two-pointer is good. Franken with seven, Dort College leads 42-23. 3 minutes remaining in the half. Central basketball, out front is Nate Munn. Munn, Saponimoa. Saponimoa gives it up. Kerwer. Kerwer, right side. Shot on the way. 15-footer is good for Ryan Kunkel. Kunkel with the 2-point basket. Dort College leads 42-25. Terpstra with it on the left side. Terpstra looking. Comes back over to Franken. Franken gives it up to Nabla. Nabla underneath Denherter. Denherter off of the glass, good. David Denherter with 6 points. Dort College up 44-25. Racehorse basketball right now. Kerwer with a basketball. Kerwer right side back over to Saponimoa. Saponimoa scoops it up and he gets that one to go. Saponimoa with the 2-point basket. Dort College leads 44-27. 2:10 remaining in the first half. Nabla gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Franken. Franken driving in and throws it back over to Nabla. Nabla to Denherter, unable to handle the hot pass, and back the other way comes Central. Kerwer with the basketball. His team down 17, a chance to cut into the lead. Kerwer driving in, cut off, throws it into the corner. Munn, and Munn is stepping on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 44-27, Dort College by 17. Push the pace. Run them hard, and that's what Dort College has done here. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Tyler Waltersdorf to throw the ball in for the defenders. Waltersdorf gets the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles will take it up. Rindles goes over to Sumner. Sumner on the right wing, out front Kachi. Kachi left side Rindles. Rindles, Waltersdorf, they double down on him. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner to Kachi, 20 to shoot. Kachi looking down low, gets it to Denherter. Denherter, they don't bring the double team. Denherter, hook shot, right side, good. David Denherter with 8 first half points. Dort College leads 46-27. There is no substitute for 6'9", and he puts a baby hook in from the right baseline. Nice shot, he's able to go up over the top. Saponimoa, wild shot, off the top of the backboard, no good. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back as the shot was off of the top of the backboard and hits the shot clock. Niall Eckerman checks into the ballgame. Saponimoa checks out. Waltersdorf gets the ball inbounded to Rindles. Dort College with a chance to really extend this lead, get it above 20 before half. 1 minute remaining in the first half of play. Rindles with the basketball on the right side. And we've got an illegal screen called on Waltersdorf. Ty picks up the personal, his first. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. Now Central has an opportunity to cut the lead down. 59.9 seconds remaining. Central basketball, Kerwer. Kerwer with it on the left wing. Kerwer driving, right hand, cut off. Reverses it, Greenfield. Greenfield, somebody's running at him. Three, no good, but the tap-in is up and good for Bakerink. Bakerink with 6. Dort College leads 46-29. Waltersdorf in traffic, shot off the glass, no good, and he's fouled on the play. Tyler Waltersdorf into the lane. Got fouled on the play. Ball not quite quick enough for one fan in the Dort College cheering section, but Tyler gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. So tie now with 7 points. David Denherter checks out to a nice round of applause. Dort College fans appreciating his work inside. Another free throw on the way for Ty. Junior from Sioux Center. That one's kicked off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Dort College can hold for the final shot. Lindbergh gives it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with it out front. Less than a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Rindles will back it out to the center jump circle, and he's dribbling the clock out. 17 seconds remaining. Now 12. Dort College will make a move to the basket. This is Rindles, 10. 9 now. Goes high post Lindbergh. Walterstorff, isolation. Walterstorff in the lane with a left hand. Can't get it to go. Rindles there, though, for the putback. No good. Tap in. Good by Walterstorff. Dort College hammering the offensive glass. Coach Ross Dalma said that is a key for his team. And the Dort College defenders lead it by 20 at halftime, 49-29. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Halftime numbers look like this. First of all, for Central, they're 12 for 34 from the floor, 35.3%, 4 for 14 on three-pointers for 28.6%, 1 of 2 on free throws for 50%. For Dort College, they're 18 of 38 from the floor, 47.4%, 3 for 6 on three-pointers, 50%, 10 for 14 on free throws, 71.4%. Dort College has out-rebounded Central 27-16. Turnovers, Central 7, Dort College with 4. Taking a look then at the individual scoring, first of all for Dort College, Kyle Lindbergh and Tyler Walterstorff with 9 points each. 8 for David Denherter, 8 for Austin Kachi, 7 for Dalton Franken, 5 for Nate Rindles, 3 for Brian Sumner for their total of 49. For Central, 7 points for Kevin Kerwer, 6 for Spencer Bakerink, 6 for Nate Munn, 3 for Niall Eckerman, 2 for Yas Aponomoa, 3 for Fred Pat, and 2 for Ryan Kunkel. Kyle Lindbergh leads all players with 6 rebounds, 5 for Nate Rindles, 4 for Dalton Franken, and 3 for Tyler Walterstorff. For Central, 3 rebounds each for Bakerink, Greenfield, and Kerwer. 3 assists for Kerwer for Central. 3 assists for Tyler Walterstorff for the defenders. Dort College leads 49-29 at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
You're investing.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads at 49-29 at halftime of this non-conference basketball game, day number 2 of the Holiday Inn Express, Dort College Holiday Basketball Classic. Dort College victorious last night, Central victorious last night as well. In effect, one of those classics where the things work out that you have a championship of sorts and a consolation game. And if you want to call it a consolation contest, it was Northwestern winning earlier today over AIB, getting that victory. Dort College trying to win the championship, if you will, this afternoon. They are halfway there, 49-29. Pretty good defensive half by the defenders. Coming up this week on KDCR, Dort College National Championship Volleyball Pool Play action beginning Tuesday evening at about 8:30. It'll be Dort College versus Lindsey Wilson. That's a college out of Kentucky. You can hear that game on that match on KDCR. On Wednesday night, we'll start with volleyball as Dort College will face Biola. That is scheduled to begin at 5:45. And at the same time, we'll have a webcast rolling, Dort College versus Briarcliff in women's basketball beginning at 6. And by the time the men's game gets going, in all likelihood, we will be swinging over to the Dort College versus Briarcliff men's game on both KDCR and a webcast. And Thursday night, Dort College concludes pool play action at the National Volleyball Championship in Sioux City as they will be facing Indiana Wesleyan. You can hear that match on KDCR. That'll be a 5:45 start time. And then we'll wait and see if Door College is able to advance out of pool play, as they would need to be one of the top two teams out of pool play in their respective pools to earn a spot in the single elimination portion of the championship in Sioux City. Door College basketball on the road against Concordia 1 week from today. That'll be a 2 and 4 o'clock start time for women's and men's basketball. Zeroing in on the end of the semester already as well. I believe 5 games left for the Door College Defender basketball teams between now and the end of the semester. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Let's take one more break and be back with second half play right after this. Two-point basket by Kevin Kerwer as we start the second half of play. Door College leading 49-31. Central will try to fight their way back in after trailing by 20 at halftime. Lindberg in the lane. His turnaround is good. He's got 11 points. Door College leads 51-31. 51-31 our score. Kevin Kerwer with the basketball. Kerwer working against Rindles. He gets a ball screen. Picks up his dribble now. Passes instead over to Niall Eckerman. Eckerman with the basketball, working against Kachi. Drives in, his shot high off of the glass, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Beckerink, no good. Rebound taken away by Door College. Unable to finish it was Beckerink. Door College with the basketball, Kachi. Kachi drives in with the left hand, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Franken. Franken with the basketball, gives it up Lindberg. Lindberg, right side, Kachi. Kachi over to Walt. Walt with the basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Franken. Franken sizes up the jumper, nails the three-pointer. Dalton Franken with 10 points. Door College leads 54-31. Central basketball, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa with it on the left wing. He'll test the waters to the free throw line. Underneath they go to Greenfield. Greenfield has been shut out so far in this one. Greenfield off the glass, good. Greenfield with a two-point basket. Door College leads 54-33. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles right side, Kachi. Kachi with it on the right side, back to Franken. Franken with the basketball off the glass, good. Dalton Franken with 12 first half points. Door College leads 56-33. Driving the other way, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa is fouled on his way to the hoop. Tyler Walterstorff will get called for the personal foul, and for Tyler, that is number two. Door College leading 56-33. 18-14 left to go in this ball game. Sapanamoa to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He is a 33% free throw shooter. First one is off the mark, no good. Another free throw on the way for Sapanamoa. So Sapanamoa misses the first one. He's 4-for-13 this season. And now 4-for-14. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff as he clears it. Coming away with the basketball is Franken. Franken on the wing. They set it over to Rindles. Rindles in between the circles out front. Comes back over to Franken. 18 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Kachi with it at the top of the key. Feeds it over to Lindberg. Lindberg puts it on the floor one time. Back over to Franken. Franken another jumper. Another three. Dalton Franken with 8 points in the second half. 15 for the ballgame. Door College opens up a 59-33 advantage. And Central is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Door College opens up a 26-point advantage, 59-33 on the Central Dutch. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Eckerman to the free throw line. Tough shot. He gets it to go. 5 points for Eckerman. Goes over the top of Austin Kachi for that 2-point basket. Dort College enjoying a 59-35 advantage, up by two dozen. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the lane. His short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken, top of the key, three. Got it again. Three second-half three-pointers for Franken. He's got 11 in the second half. 18 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 62-35. 62-35 our score. Driving is Careware, and Careware is going to be called for a foul by on Nathan Rindles. Nate picks up foul number two, I believe. So Rindles picks up foul number two. Inbounding the basketball will be Kerwer. Dort College up 27. They get it into Beckerink. Beckerink shot in the lane, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa with 4 points. Dort College leads 62-37. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball, central in a zone defense. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. They split it to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Lindberg. Swing it left side over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the left wing. Nate with the basketball. Nothing there. They go inside to Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is held on the play. Foul's going to come before the shot. Jason Slaughter will call the foul on Greenfield, his second. Beg your pardon, his third. So Greenfield whistled for his third. Team foul number two on Central in this half. With the basketball, Kachi. Kachi lobs it up, intended for Lindberg. Lindberg unable to reel it in. And Central has the basketball back. Central will walk it up. Bringing it up is Kerwer. Kerwer across the timeline. He's got it on the right side. Rindles guarding him there. Dort College showed on the switch. Sapanamoa lobs it down low for Beckerink. Beckerink, hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles pressing the issue. Doesn't have the numbers. Nothing but white jerseys waiting for me as he gets across half court. Franken with the basketball on the left wing. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles to Kachi. Kachi high post to Walterstorff. Walterstorff free throw line. Kick out Lindberg. Lindberg ball fake. He's going to drive baseline. Tries to pass it off. It's taken away by Central. Central coming back the other way. Eckerman. Eckerman layup good. He's got seven. 62-39. Dort College leading by 23. With the basketball is Rindles. 15:35 remaining in this ballgame. Right side pass comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg, Walterstorff. Central in a 1-3-1 zone. Walterstorff slides through the lane, snakes it up, puts it down, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Beckerink. Three-point play opportunity coming here for Ty Walterstorff. Tyler now with 11 points. Terpstra is going to check into the ballgame. Franken will check out. 15:25 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College 64, Central 39. Free throw is up. No good. 64-39, Dort College leading by 25. Central basketball, Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball on the left wing. Hesitates, gives it back over to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa to Eckerman. Eckerman shot no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra looking for the diagonal pass. Finds Rindles. Rindles to Kachi. Kachi deep right corner. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball on the left wing. Comes back over to Kachi. Right side Lindberg. Lindberg hesitates. Gets a step. Puts it up. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Greenfield. Greenfield outlets it to Kerwer. Kerwer with a two-point basket. Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball. Comes back over to Greenfield. Greenfield spin move into the lane. Cut off. Ball is loose. Picked back up by Greenfield. Greenfield shovels it underneath. Beckerink. Beckerink. Left-handed hook is good. 8 points for Beckerink. Dort College trails 64-41. Left side pass Terpstra. Terpstra comes over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up Lindberg. Lindberg, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Nothing there. Crosses over. Drives in. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with 13 points. Splits the defense with the zone applied by Central. Eckerman with the basketball at the top of the key. Eckerman driving in. Nothing there. Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa right side to Kerwer. Kerwer puts it on the ball, on the deck. Kicks it left corner. Shot on the way by Eckerman. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Central basketball. Four new players in for the defenders. Checking out are Rindles, Walthersdorf, Lindbergh, and Kachi. Checking in for the defenders will be Den Herter, Franken, Nabla, Terpstra, and Sumner. Central inbounding the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Greenfield. Greenfield at the free throw line. Kicks it into the corner. Central basketball driving the lane. Putting it up off the glass. And good is Sam Markham. Markham with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 66-43. Dort College basketball. Left side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. And we've got a hand check called on Markham. Markham whistled for the personal. 13:29 left to play in this ball game. Dort College in front, 66-43. Ball is inbounded. Dort College has the basketball. Shot on the way, top of the key by Terpstra is good. Alex Terpstra with his first three today. Dort College leads 69-43. Central basketball, Careware. Careware to Markham. Markham on the right wing. Markham has it out front, working against Sumner. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal. And free throws on the way for Markham. Markham, 2-for-5 this season from the charity stripe. First free throw on the way is good. He's got another one on the way. 69-44, our score. Pratt is in. Careware is out. So another free throw on the way for Markham. Markham averaging 1.5 points per game. He's got three here in the second half. Second free throw is up and good. So Markham makes them both. He's got 4 points, and the defenders lead 69-45. 13 minutes remaining in regulation. Dalton Franken with the basketball. Right side it goes, Terp. Terp, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Markham. Markham with the basketball. He'll pass it off to Pratt, and here comes Central with a chance to cut into a 24-point lead. With it out front, Central, Colby Taylor. They lob it down low, and David Den Herter is going to be called for a foul before the shot. He was unable to beat Kyle Neuendorp to the spot. Den Herter whistled for foul number two. Central throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's Fred Pratt. Pratt looking, throws it in over the top, and he's able to find Colby Taylor. Pass comes right side. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket by Colby Taylor. Makes it a 69-48 ball game, and we're almost back where we started the half. Dort College by 21. They were up 20 at halftime. Terpstra with the basketball. He goes out front, Nabla. Nabla goes right corner, Sumner. Sumner feeds it underneath to Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play by Neuendorp. Neuendorp has just picked up foul number three. Rindles, Kachi, Lindbergh all checking in. Checking out, Nabla, Terpstra, and Den Herter. Sumner and Franken stay on the floor for the defenders. Munn, Taylor, Pratt countering for Central. Rindles looking, finds Sumner. Sumner puts it up. Drew some contact, no call made, and Central will play defense again as Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop this time. Rindles will again trigger it. Lindbergh and Kachi are on the low block. They come up, set a high screen, the secondary screen to Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. He's got 13, and the defenders lead 71-48. Dort College up. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. They use their first timeout of the ballgame. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Holloman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Pass goes underneath, and Lindbergh strips the ball on the way up, but they're going to call a foul on Lindbergh, and Neuendorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kyle Lindbergh whistled for his second personal. Neuendorf shooting two free throws. First one is good. 71-49 our score. Sumner checks out. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. 11:55 left to go in the contest. Second free throw on the way by Neuendorf is up and through, so he makes them both. 71-50, Dort College by 21. Franken into the front court for the defenders. Pass goes left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindbergh. Lindbergh turns with a left hand. His shot is up. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Neuendorf, and he's just picked up foul number four. Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. New player checking in for Central. This will be Bakering. Two free throws on the way. So two free throws on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh this afternoon, 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. Makes him 41-for-69 for the season. Make it 42 now for 70. Makes that first one. Bakerink is in. Neuendorf is out for Central. Free throw on the way for Lindbergh, newest member of the 1,000 Point Club for Dort College. Makes that one as well. 5-for-6 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 73-50. 11:40 left to play in the ballgame. Right side pass, Central, Sam Markham. They go over to Pratt. Pratt looking down low. Instead, they go Munn. Munn that time matched up with by Kachi. He's not giving him any room to squeeze off another three. Out front with it is Markham. Markham steps back. His three off the dribble is good. Sam Markham with the three-point basket. He's got seven, and the defender lead is 73-53. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball. Tyler is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Colby Taylor. Taylor whistled for the personal foul. It's his first, and team foul number six on Central. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Rindles. Rindles gets the return pass. Rindles steps back beyond the three-point line, now penetrates, dumps it underneath for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, as he spins left, well, instead he hooks it up with the right hand. Tough matchup. Ty Waltersdorf with 15. Dort College leads 75-53. Central basketball, right side with it is Nate Munn. Hook shot on the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh up the floor with it. Doesn't have the numbers, now hesitates, drives in, kicks right side Waltersdorf, looking down low for the entry pass. Lindbergh trying to post his man up. Here's Franken. Franken partially blocked, and the ball is taken away by Central. Central, Pratt. Pratt driving in, and Pratt's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Pratt. Could have been a foul called on Kachi. Instead, they call the travel violation on Pratt. Dort College gets the ball back, 10:25 and counting. Dort College by 22, 75-53. Really established themselves early defensively in this one. Right side pass comes over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up, top of the key, Rindles. Rindles, Kachi, Kachi. Underneath it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh, hook shot in the lane, gets it up on the rim. It falls through. Lindbergh with 17. Dort College leads 77-53. Dort College leading by 24, midpoint, second half. Lob pass over the top, taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh able to front Bakerink. Lindbergh with the basketball, working against Pratt. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles sets, fires three, no good. There for the rebound, though. Well, I thought a Dort College player had it. Instead, Munn comes up with it. Munn comes over to Markham. Markham thought about the 25-footer. Instead, goes right side back over to Pratt. Pratt to Munn. Munn with it, guarded there by Kachi. Comes back over to Pratt. Pratt with it in between the circles out front. 9:30 remaining in the game. Pratt with the basketball. His team is down by 24. Comes right side, back over to Taylor. Taylor will put the three up, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Stewart College again. Rindles up the floor with a head full of steam. Rindles reverses Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot in the lane, short shot no good from 10. Rebound taken away by Central. Central with the basketball. Up with it is Pratt. Pratt, top of the key, three-pointer is good. Fred Pratt with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 77-56. Dort College basketball comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in with the left hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Dort College just keeps attacking offensively. Foul called on Spencer Bakerink. Bakerink whistled for the personal. Kyle Lindbergh to the free throw line to shoot two. Kyle has 17 this afternoon. Dort College has three players in double digits. First free throw by Lindbergh is good. Four in for the defenders. Looks like everyone will check out of the ballgame except for Lindbergh. Sumner, Terpstra, Knobline, and Herder on the floor. 78-56, Dort College in front. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh, trying to stretch it back to a 23-point ballgame. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Lindbergh on a roll right now. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. 79-56, Dort College leading. Under 9 minutes left to go. Central with the basketball. Comes over to Markham. Markham with it on the right wing. Markham spots up on the right wing. Passes underneath Greenfield. And the ball is taken away by Dort College, but a foul called. And the foul is going to go on Dort College and Terpstra, his first. It's team foul number 6 on the defenders in this half, I believe, and that's going to be 2 shots now for Central. Ryan Conkle to shoot a pair. Conkle's first free throw is good. 3 points now for Conkle. Free throw on the way is up and good. So Conkle makes them both. Dort College leads 79-58. 8:30 remaining. Lindbergh goes left side, Sumner. Dort College by 21. Knobloch feeds it underneath, then Herder, layup, good. He's got double digits. He's the fourth player in double figures for the defenders. Dort College leads 81-58. Central basketball, Pratt. Pratt gives it up, left side, Kerwer. Kerwer with the basketball. He feeds it left side, Greenfield. Greenfield with it on the left wing. Greenfield puts it on the floor, trying to back his way in now. The hook shot from 12 is good. Greenfield with 4 points. Dort College leads 81-60. Central playing Dort College, the Dort College defender straight up here in the second half. Lindbergh gets blocked on the first shot. His putback attempt is good, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Conkle. Conkle whistled for his first. Kyle Lindbergh to the free throw line for the 3-point play opportunity. 21 for Lindbergh right now. And he'll shoot a free throw. It's up, too strong. No good. Gets its own rebound back, though, and fires it back out onto the perimeter, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Markham. So Dort College leading 83-60. Dort College shooting a little over 50% from the floor, limiting Central thus far to 43% shooting. Knobloch with it on the right wing, out front Terpstra. Terpstra has to go out a little ways for it. Comes right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Greenfield. Comes back over to Terp. Terp, three, no good. Rebound, Sumner has it on the baseline, saves it in. Ball is deflected, picked up by Central. Central off and running. Kerwer, shot off of the glass, good. Kevin Kerwer with the 2-point basket. The Dort College lead is 83-62. Dort College maintaining the 20-plus point lead. Lindbergh picks it up, passes right side. They give it underneath to Den Herder. Den Herder's shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Conkle. Conkle whistled for his second, and free throws on the way for David Den Herter. Den Herter, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe today. York College as a team from the free throw line, 14 of 20. Central, 7 of 10 by comparison. And Den Herter makes the free throw. He's got 11. Austin Vermeer checks in. Kyle Lindberg will check out with 7:10 remaining. Patrick Nabla comes over to the sideline for some instruction from Coach Dalma. So Vermeer, Den Herter, Sumner, Nabla, and Terpstra on the floor for the defenders. 85-62. Den Herter makes them both. He's got 12 points. Central basketball, right side Markham. Markham with the ball, goes left wing over to Pratt. Pratt with the ball. Pratt gives it up out front, gets the return pass over to Pratt. Three, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's last touch. Nobody knew who was going to touch it last, and they're going to say last touch by Central. It'd be Dort College basketball. 6:52 left to play in the contest. Dort College maintaining a 23-point lead. And the Dort College defenders with it on the left side. They go over to Nabla. Nabla, right side, Terpstra. Terpstra, then Herter. They bring the double team. Ball's down on the floor. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Central basketball. Central with the basketball after the turnover by the defenders. And the Dutch have an opportunity to cut into the lead. Pass goes left side over to Pratt. Pratt's lob pass down low, Kunkel. Kunkel puts it up. Short shot, no good. Rebound tapped, saved in by Sumner. Gets it into Vermeer. Vermeer with the basketball, looking for someone to get rid of it too. He does, the freshman from Layton, Iowa. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, right side, Terpstra. Terpstra gives underneath to Den Herter. Den Herter, double team Terpstra. Extra pass, Knobloch. Into the corner. Comes back over to Vermeer. Vermeer too strong off of the glass. No good. There for the rebound. And the putback, though, is Vermeer. Vermeer with a two-point basket. Austin Vermeer with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 87-62. Patrick Knobloch on the defense. Comes over to Kerwer. Kerwer gives it up Greenfield. Greenfield, three. Missed it. No good. He had 27 points last night in an offensive explosion. Today, he's been limited to 4. They feed it underneath Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up against Kunkel, gets it to go, and Kunkel is fouled on the play. Kunkel commits the foul. Den Herter will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. So Kunkel whistled for the personal, and David Den Herter will go to the free throw line. Trying to complete the three-point play. 5:20 remaining. Dort College is going to go with a small lineup here. J.D. Bohr waiting at the scorer's table. If Den Herter makes the free throw, he will check out of the ball game, and he kicks it off the heel, no good. 89-62, Dort College leading by 27. Central basketball, Eckerman. Eckerman out front, Markham. Markham, three, hit it. Deep three from Markham. He's got 10 all in the second half. Dort College leads 89-65. 5 minutes remaining. Pass goes right side. They dump it underneath. This is Vermeer, and Vermeer is stripped on the way up. Last touch by Central. It'll be Dort College basketball. J.D. Bohr checks in. David Den Herter checks out. So Den Herter checks out of the ballgame to a well-earned round of applause. Pass comes into Vermeer, and Vermeer is fouled on the play by Colby Taylor. And Austin Vermeer will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Vermeer's play this season in terms of game action has been sporadic. He's played in 6 games this year, a little under 5 minutes per contest. He is averaging, though, 4.2 points per ball game. He makes the first free throw, and he's got another one on the way. Second free throw by Austin is up and good. He's got 4 points, and the defenders lead 91-65. 4:50 and counting. Central basketball. Dort College is going to win their 10th game of the season. Three-pointer, no good. Long rebound, taken away by Central near midcourt. Kunkel, they throw it back over to him. Long three on the way is no good. And Ackerman is fouled on the play by Nabla. Nabla whistled for the personal, his first. Three free throws on the way for Ackerman, and these are the first free throws that Ackerman has shot this season. First free throw is up and good. Ackerman, a starter. Three-point shooting threat. He's not going to draw a lot of fouls, as evidenced by these being his first three free throws of the season. 91-67, he makes the first two free throws. Nabla and Terpstra check out of the ball game. Checking in, Danny Voss and Top. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Ackerman. Ackerman will check out of the ball game. Ackerman checks out with 10 points. 4:32 and counting. With the basketball is Voss. Voss across half court. Goes left side, Sumner. Sumner out front, J.D. Bohr. Bohr goes to Top. Top, Sumner. Sumner, top of the key, Voss. Voss, right side, Top. Top of the basketball, J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr over to Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline. Kicks it over to J.D. J.D., three. Left it short, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Central. 4:05 remaining. Central basketball. Thinking about the three. Deciding against it was Taylor. Now a pass into the lane and free throw time for Central. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Andrew Topp. 4 minutes remaining in this one. Dort College, next action, they'll be playing Briarcliff on Wednesday. Front end of the 1-1 for Markham. Makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 91-69, Dort College leading. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes them both. Markham averaging 1.5 points per game. He's got 12 points all in the second half. Dort College leads 91-70. Vermeer takes it up in the lane. He's stripped on the way up. Here comes Central. Central working the ball up the floor. They pass it right side. This is Colby Taylor. Taylor swings it around. Central basketball. Ball fake by the Dutch and Austin Hauser. Hauser with the basketball. 19 to shoot for Central. Markham. Lob pass over the top. Shot no good by Kunkel. Rebound taken away by J.D. Bohr. J.D. with the basketball. He passes over to Top. And a blocking foul, a charging foul called on J.D. Bohr. Bohr whistled for the personal. Our score, Dort College by 21. And Central inbounds the basketball, Michael Eisman. Eisman gets it over to Drew Moore. Moore to Hauser. Hauser underneath. And a charging foul, and Michael Eisman whistled for the charge. With 3:18 remaining, Dort College gets the ball back. Voss passes over to Gogg. Derek Gogg, the freshman from Cedar Rapids, checks in. Shot by Top, no good there for the rebound, though, and the putback is Vermeer. Austin Vermeer with 6 points off of the bench. 93-70, Dort College leading. With a basketball out front, Central, Andrew Fritz. Fritz to Drew Moore. Drew Moore gives the ball up to Rosenthal. Rosenthal. Left side to Eisman, and Eisman is fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 2:44 left to go in this game. So two free throws on the way for Eisman. Eisman, a 6'4 junior from Archie, Missouri. First one no good. He's got another one coming. Brandon Brewersma checks into the contest. Austin Vermeer will check out. So another free throw on the way for Eisman. Deep knee bend. His free throw is up and through. Dort College leading 93-71. J.D. Bohr to Gog. Gog at the free throw line. Comes back over to J.D. J.D. underneath Brewersma. Brewersma half hook. Good. Brandon Brewersma with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 95-70. 2:25 remaining in the game. Central basketball, Hauser. Hauser around the horn they go to Moore. Moore comes back out front. With it on the right side is Hauser. Hauser gives it up, Eisman. Eisman with it at the top of the key, left side to Drew Moore. Drew Moore's pass deflected, taken away by Danny Voss. Voss with the basketball, driving in with the right hand, lays it up, good. Danny Voss with the steal and the lay-in. Dort College leads 97-70. Central answering. Tough shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Gog. Gog put it on the floor, trying to get away from traffic, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Central basketball. 97-71, our score, 1:50 remaining. Central inbounds the basketball. Fresh 35 to work with. They pass it underneath. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. And Eisman will go to the free throw line for a couple, for another free throw. Foul called on Gog. Eisman, one of two from the free throw line. And he completes the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 4 points. Dort College leads 97-74. Top passes over to Bohr. Bohr to Voss. Voss, Brewersma. Brewersma underneath, and he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Central basketball on the turnover. So Central gets it back on the turnover. And the Dutch will throw it in. Bringing the ball up is Drew Moore. Moore with it. Comes right side. And a offensive foul called on Central. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with this one in hand. They'll move to 10-1. Top of the basketball on the left wing. Top, driving in, draws some contact. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Next broadcast will be Tuesday evening of this week when Dort College is in action in volleyball at the national championship in Sioux City. Beginning a pool play, a critical match against Lindsey Wilson. That's a school out of Kentucky. That'll be the last match of the day, one of the three last matches. They play three courts side by side at the Tyson Event Center. First free throw by Top is good. Second free throw in and out, no good, but there for the rebound is Brandon Brewersma. Brewersma with the offensive rebound. Top makes one of two. Dort College leading 98-74. Gog will put it on the floor hard to the basket. Nothing there. Top gives it underneath Brewersma. 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 Kick out pass comes back over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball on the right wing. 15 to shoot. They swing it over to Gog. Gog puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Gog up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound cleared out by Central. Dutch coming back the other way with the basketball. Central swooping in for the two-point basket. 26 seconds remaining. Dort College with a basketball. 19 seconds remaining. And Danny Voss has it stripped away from him. Central coming back the other way with a basketball. This is Eisman. Eisman gives it off Moore. Moore to Brewersma. 9 seconds remaining, and that's going to be the ball game. Our final score will be Dort College 98, Central 76. Dort College improves to 10-1 this season, while the Central Dutch fall to 3-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap coming up right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College victorious this afternoon, 98-76, the final score. As we take a look at the stats on the Wireless World postgame wrap, Dort College, 36 of 71 from the floor, 50.7%. 27 of 64 was Central for 42.2%. Central, 8 of 25 on threes. Dort College, 7 of 14. Free throws, Dort College, 19 for 27, 70%. Central, 14 of 18 on free throws for 78%. Dort College holds a 49-29 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, 13 for Dort, 12 for Central. Individually for Dort College, they were topped today by Kyle Enberg's 21 points, 7 of 15 from the floor, 7 of 9 on free throws. He also had 10 rebounds. 18 for Dalton Frank, and he had 3 three-pointers in the second half. 18 points for the freshman from Atlantic. 15 points for Tyler Walterstorff, 14 for David Denherter off of the bench. Denherter, 5 of 7 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. 8 points for Austin Kachi, 5 for Nathan Rindles, 3 for Brian Sumner, 3 for Alex Terpstra, 2 for Danny Voss, 1 for Andrew Topp, 2 for Brandon Brewersman, 6 for Austin Vermeer, for their total of 98 points. For Central, they were topped by Sam Markham's 12 points. All of them came in the second half. 11 for Kevin Kerwer, 10 for Niall Eckerman, 8 for Spencer Bakerink, 4 for Yaw Saponamoa, 4 for Matt Greenfield, 6 for Fred Pratt, 4 for Ryan Conkle, 6 for Nate Munn, 3 for Colby Taylor, 2 for Andrew Fritz, 4 for Michael Eisman, and 2 for Kyle Neuendorf for their total of 76. Dort College got 10 rebounds by Kyle Lindberg, 6 from Dalton Franken, 6 from Nate Rindles. Rindles did not have a turnover this afternoon. 4 rebounds each for Tyler Walterstorff and Brian Sumner, and another 2 rebounds for David Denherter. For Central, they were topped by Spencer Bakerink and Matt Greenfield with 5 rebounds each, 3 assists for Kevin Kerwer and Yaw Saponamoa. Dort College had 7 different players with 1 steal each. Central had 7 players with 1 steal each. Dort College had Kyle Lindberg with 2 steals and 1 steal for Danny Voss. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders victorious over Central today, 98-76. Coach Dalma has made his way out of the locker room to talk things over. And, Coach, this one on all effect decided in the first half, and a pretty good defensive half by your team where you limited a pretty potent Central offensive unit to just 35.3% shooting. I would imagine a pretty happy group at halftime going in up 49-29 on a pretty good Central team.
Yeah, Mike, I thought we did a good job of coming out and extending pressure a little bit. And having watched them last night, we knew, of course, that we had to defend the arc very well. They move the ball well, and they spot up well. They relocate well for their shots. And I thought our guys worked really hard to try to take some of that away in the first half.
In the first half, you were also able to use your depth. You got out, you ran, you pushed the ball hard. How critical is it for your team to keep the tempo up?
It's really important, not only for the fact that we play a bunch of guys, but I think we have some bigger bodies that handle the ball well in transition. And Lindberg, Walterstorff, and Frank, and I think those three guys do a good job of getting downhill and attacking the rim. So that's really important, I think, for us to continue to rebound well, get one shot, and then get out and go.
Talk about the defensive job you did this afternoon on, namely, Matt Greenfield. He had a 27-point explosion last night. Looked like a world beater today. You were able to hold him scoreless first half. He ends up with just 4 points.
Well, you know, last night we talked about Kyle Lindberg going over the 1,000-point mark, and one of the things that we said was that he's very versatile. And today we needed him to really defend Greenfield well. I thought he did. And Kyle was also good for us around the basket, but I think his defense here, guarding a guy like Greenfield, who's very versatile, I think that was very important for us.
Taking a look at your line, Nate Rindles, 5 points, 6 rebounds, no turnovers on a day when he handled the ball. He was in for 25 minutes today.
Did a good job. You know, he's a lot of things that he does well will not show up in a stat sheet, such as guarding the ball out front, applying a lot of defensive pressure. He's very effective that way. He's a guy that just does a lot of really good things that go unnoticed. he's getting better. You know, he's only a first-semester sophomore, and we expect him to continue to improve, too, as time goes on.
Any other thoughts as we wrap things up on this holiday in Dort College Basketball Classic?
Well, you know, I think that this week was important for us. We had three games that we felt we needed to play very well. Closing out the month of November, it's been a busy month. Played 11 games this month, 30 days. And so just coming out and doing some really positive things this week was important. I thought our guys, for the most part, were really focused. I think that started on Tuesday night at Mount Marty, where we got off to a really good start. Might have had a little bit of a lull in the first half last night. But I think overall, we have put together, you know, a good stretch this week. Obviously a critical stretch coming up with four conference games in 2 weeks. And we feel like we're doing some things pretty well, but definitely we need to get better in some areas as well. And Monday and Tuesday we'll do that as we get ready for Briar Cliff, who is as hot as anybody right now and scoring the basketball almost at will. I know our guys will be ready for that challenge come Wednesday.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Enjoy the weekend, and we will catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahlman, and I believe we've gone over all the numbers as well on the Wireless World post-game wrap, so we're going to call it a day. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Once again, the Dort College Defenders victorious over the Central Dutch, 98-76. Dort College improves to 10-1. Central falls to 3-2. And two. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Piker. Good evening.